problems. I just left a meeting a few minutes ago that was filled with, guess what? Tons of problems. One of which, it turns out, is going to cost me about $190,000. Someone made what we call a mistake. That person no longer works with me. They made the mistake a while back, but we found out about it today. And so I got to deal with that unique problem. And I got a chance to apply the things I'm going to talk to you about. So I can tell you today that the things I'm going to share with you worked really well for me this afternoon and will show me how to take this thing that was a problem, turn it into a bit of a challenge, and actually turn it into an opportunity. It's not resolved as of yet, but it's well on its way to be an opportunity. And I don't just mean by having a better attitude, although that certainly is useful, and we're going to talk about that as well. But also showed me how to find something in that situation that I could take advantage of, that I could utilize to create even greater results, even greater success. Now, how do you take something from just being a problem into something that you really are empowered by? Not, again, just by being positive and going, I'm happy about this problem. That's not enough, although it's not a bad start, but it isn't enough by itself. Now, before we do that, though, I want you to think about something. What do you feel inside your body? What do you think when somebody says, we've got a problem? Or you and I are going to have to solve this problem together. Or the company's got some more problems. Or you know what? Well, by the time you get back, we're going to have to solve all these problems. For most people, when they think of a problem, they think of something that gets in their way, something that prevents them from truly achieving what they want. Problems usually come up when we set up a goal, because as soon as we set a goal, the only thing that prevents us from getting it are these quote-unquote obstacles, the things that get in our way. A lot of people call them stumbling blocks. And I'm sure in the short term, they look like stumbling blocks. But in the long term, I'm here to tell you that most of these things we call problems may really be stepping stones. I know it doesn't look like it at the time, and I know that sounds like just being positive, but I think there's something more here. And also, I want you and I to remember something. We're going to have to deal with problems whether we want to or not. Because the reality is, how well you'll deal with problems will probably determine the quality of your life more than almost anything else you're going to do in your lifetime. See, anybody can be positive, anybody can be up when everything is flowing, when everything's going well. The real question is, how do you do when you have to deal with these big fat problems, with these major challenges, when you give your all, when you give 1,000%, when you put yourself on the line and it still rains on your parade, things still fall apart. That's where we get to find out what we're really made of as human beings. And that's what I think the purpose of problems are. Now, I have two questions for you I wanted to start out with here, because I asked myself these questions the other day. First one was, well, a lot of people say, well, I'm just trying to rid myself of all these problems. Well, I don't know if you can. I think the first question is, can you ever really get rid of problems? And I think the answer you and I have both agreed to is there's no way. Problems are going to be a part of our life as long as we're here. And the best study life is how it is, not how we wish it would be. We can do affirmations all day long, but we're still going to have these challenges out there that we're going to have to look at, and not just look at, but do something about if we want to shape the quality of our life and impact our personal destiny. So the second question I had is, well, if you can't get rid of problems, is there a purpose for them? Is there a reason they're there? I mean, gravity can be a pain in the tail. You know, it keeps you down here. It keeps you from doing certain things. But the reality is, you can look at it in the short term and say, it keeps me from doing things. Or you can say, gravity is a force and it has a purpose. There's a reason it's here. Maybe what I need to do is figure out how to utilize gravity. And by the way, gravity doesn't keep you from flying. Gravity can be utilized so you can fly in a directed manner. Without any gravity at all, you'd have a tough time flying from here to where you want to go. So I think that we may want to look at, there's a purpose for problems. There's a reason why our Creator created these wonderful little experiences that we've created the label of problems for. And I suggest that they are here to benefit us. And I think that what determines the quality of our life, in my own personal experience, is not how big of problems we have, because almost everybody you meet has got big problems. And you know what? If you've got small problems, then you're probably bored. You need something that's going to test you, it's going to drive you, it's going to push you forward. And what I've found, though, is that what makes the biggest difference is your attitude about the problem. Probably the most powerful example for me was in my own business. The first business I developed, Robbins Research.